Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Political strategist Alex Castellanos joining us now. Alex, you know, for such a long campaign, which is what 2020 has really already been and will continue to be for over the next year, there's, of course, going to be a new controversy every week. And right now it seems to focus a little bit on Fox News, which is in the middle of something here with Democrats, where some choosing to do some town halls on that station, other Democrats boycotting the station entirely, and the president over in a different corner being mad at the station for giving Democrats airtime. What do you make of all the controversy surrounding one network?
Well, it turns out that Fox News actually respects its viewers and believes its slogan, "We'll report, you decide." Fox apparently believes that it's their job to put all the candidates on and let voters form their own opinion. That's not sitting well with Donald Trump for one big reason. They put on Fox put on Pete Buttigieg, mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and he ended up with a standing ovation at a town hall because he's one of the few Democrats who speaks to working class voters, like the voters that vote for him in South Bend. South Bend used to be a manufacturing town, lost a lot of that manufacturing, lost a lot of those jobs. Mayor Pete speaks to those blue collar Reagan Democrats who are hurting in this country. Donald Trump does not want a Democrat talking to his voters who can appeal to those populist currents. And Mayor Pete did himself some good. Other Democrats, I think, are making a mistake not taking advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, I know the president tweeted that Fox was wasting airtime on Mayor Pete. But for people like Elizabeth Warren who won't consider Fox, should they be rethinking that?
Well, you know, it's going to be tougher for her because she doesn't have that kind of working class appeal. She doesn't speak to those working class voters. She's Bernie Sanders in a skirt, maybe Bernie Sanders without the warmth. So I don't think it would help her as much, but even so, she should still get out there because sometimes the best way to win a primary is to prove you can compete in a general election. Get out there and talk to those Trump voters and see if you can sway any of them to your side.
You know, Trump, meanwhile, he's upset that Fox News is giving any of them even airtime. I mean, how long can you be really upset that you're going to cover more than just one candidate?
Well, it might have a little bit to do with Donald Trump's ego. I believe he has one. But it's also a political threat. There are only two Democrats who are talking to those working-class, blue-collar Reagan Democrats on the Democratic side, and it's Joe Biden, who's sinking, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's rising in the polls. Look at Iowa. Right now, Biden has dropped to 24% in an Iowa survey. Bernie Sanders matches him at 24%, and who's in third place even before this Fox town hall? Pete Buttigieg, the working-class guy with crossover appeal.
Alex, Pennsylvania seems to be ground zero right now in the 2020 battle. The president was there just last night holding a campaign rally. We know Joe Biden was there just a few days ago launching his campaign. How important is that state?
Crucial. Those working class states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, they gave Donald Trump his margin of victory last time. And yet, the economy, though it has come back, it hasn't come back quite as strong in those states, especially for those white working class men between 25 and 54 years old. 10% of them are still unemployed. They're still hurting, and they want to see the recovery and jobs reach them. So Donald Trump's got some work to do in those states. That's why Biden and Buttigieg may be the toughest candidates against Trump in those states in a general election.
We know how important a state like that is, that in the general election, but in a primary, is it possible that Democrats look at, you know, who wins Pennsylvania and says, well, all right, they won Pennsylvania, so, you know, maybe that should be our person going forward?
Democrats want to beat Donald Trump, and yes, they want the candidate who has the best shot of doing that, and they'll look at states like Pennsylvania, but electability is the quicksand of politics. If your argument is you're going to win because you're winning, one bad survey and you can be in trouble. If you can't beat Bernie Sanders in Iowa, how are you going to beat Donald Trump in Pennsylvania? So electability, you got to have a little more. Biden needs that. He hasn't made that case.
Alex, we appreciate it. That's Alex Castellanos joining us live.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.